save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
Don't you know, pot it up. You got to pot it up. Don't you know, pot it up. You got to pot it up. Don't you know, pot it up. You got to podcast it up. Don't you know, podcast it up.
All right.
We're on.
Did you guys watch Castaway last night?
Oh, Wilson!
Did you know, he had to lose, like, I think it was like 50 pounds.
50 pounds?
Yeah.
50 pounds, is that? Pounds a kilo, so what's that? 25 kilo?
Yeah.
50 pounds?
Maybe it was
30. Isn't a pound a half kilo? A pound's a half kilo, isn't it?
Google it. Everyone's got Google on their phones.
Yeah.
Google. How much did... Oh, get the exact.
22.6.
What about Christian Bale in that movie that he did?
Machinist.
Oh, that one.
60 pounds.
60 pounds?
Yeah. Crazy.
It's a lot of weight.
Mm. Yeah. Did you know, you know, so have you watched it?
The Machinist?
Yeah.
No.
So he writes his weight on a piece of paper, on like post-it notes in the bathroom, and they were his actual weights.
Far out. That's nuts, eh? That's nuts.
Speaking of nuts, we just had a belter of a story this morning.
Mm. Mate, MVP for the show.
100%.
No, but
No. That was good. That was a good telling of a story.
I liked it, especially when he was like, I held her down and I gave her a lecture.
You have lost the right
to be comfortable.
Oh, Witters, you are amazing.
I love him.
Witters, if you're listening to this right now, because you put this at the top of our podcast and everything, you should, like, just inject yourself right here at this point right now and just say hello.
Hey, it's me, Witters.
Thanks, Witters.
Okay. Oh, so good. Actually, every phone we should do, I reckon we should filter it through Widow to see if he's got a story.
100%. Get him from now on. Wonderful Witters retelling. I love it.
You with the sex? Just say yes. All right.
What are you doing over there? What are you doing?
Let's go. Enjoy the podcast.
So let's go. I'm out.
Also, do you like my dating terminology?
No, we did Pete's Hour during the show. Sorry, what was that? Julesy? What was that? What'd you say?
My dating terminology.
Was good. That was a good break.
Can I make it into something?
That was a good break.
Are you guys even interested though? Like,
yes. No, I'm genuinely interested. My daughters will be using... No, but my daughters will date one day and I need to know.
That is very true.
I need to know what they're talking about when they say, Daddy, I need you to kill someone because he ghosted me.
Because I got ghosted. 100%. 100%.
Have you finished writing your article?
No.
What'd you write? What are you writing about? Have you picked your topic?
Not really.
Mate, you've been sitting there for 3 hours trying to write something. You haven't even picked a topic.
No, I've been reading a lot about newsworthy things. Looking for content.
Wow.
That's it.
What a life. What a life. You're getting paid to do one job while getting paid to look for another.
No, I'm looking for content for this show.
That's a nice shade of green. Oh, it's gone.
All right, let's go.
You know the Milo shade of green? That's a nice shade of green.
I like the VB shade of green.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, have a good day.
Bye, y'all.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Happy Freedom Day.
What's that?
Phase 2 restrictions up as of midnight.
No.
So,
it's not really freedom.
No, well, hang on a sec.
Stage.
That's just you get to go and walk out in the courtyard.
No.
The next one's a bit of freedom.
You get an hour's exercise.
You can go further down south and up north than we've been able to for the past 2 months. For me, that's freedom.
How far south can you go?
How far south?
Like all the way?
Yeah, I think so. North, there's restrictions.
North, there's restrictions. You can go as far as Durian Bay North because that falls within the wheat belt.
Yeah.
But as far south, I think you can get all the way to the
bottom. I think south you can have a go, yeah.
This is exciting.
I'm more thinking about when the restrictions lift to 100 people in a room.
Yeah.
Give Julesy a fighting chance at a bloke.
Oh, relax about my dating life.
Okay.
I got it handled.
You know what also? It's Crime Stoppers Day today.
What's that?
National Crime Stoppers Day.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh.
So.
What do you do?
I don't know. I heard it on the radio this morning.
Oh, okay.
How do you celebrate?
Well, I was going to do it, and we might be. Have you ever called Crime Stoppers?
Oh, have you ever called Crime Stoppers?
Nah, but I used to panic as a kid.
Yeah.
You know they used to do at like 7 o'clock or 7:30, have you seen these people?
Yes, yeah, call 1-1800.
You don't reckon I went to bed and saw every single one of them in my sleep? And they used to have the sketches of them. And I used to absolutely pant myself.
Oh, I remember for a while I would like, you'd see it and I would always try and look for the people. Like wherever I was out, like when I was younger, I'd like look around.
That person looks like the bloke from 2 nights ago. You remember that? It must have been on the back end.
If I ever
of...
met someone, I was like, oh, I know you from somewhere. I'd be like, you're on that Crime Stoppers sketch.
Yes. Was it on a Sunday night or something? During a big show or something?
Yeah.
Like a Australian Idol or something like that.
Have
it was tacked on the back
person?
Of like, so there's a big audience. So it's Crime Stoppers Day.
Oh, geez. What if you were that person that was wanted and you're sitting at home and next thing your face pops up?
Mum, do you reckon that looks like me? If they got my nose right, you reckon?
Hey, 131060, just popping it out there. Feel free to give us a call. It's Monday.
Are you heading back to work today? Is this your first day back in the, you know, wherever? Working in the office?
Are you getting your cafe or your restaurant ready or something like that? Are you opening up? Are you taking advantage of the 20 people?
Just say, oh, no, I've done my bookings. I've like,
have you?
Yeah.
Good. What are you going to?
Andalus first on Friday night, the Spanish tapas bar
in the
city. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I know that like, so a lot of the places now, because you know how, a lot of places can obviously only hold 20. Yeah. So online booking. So if you are wanting to go to your favorite restaurant, jump onto their website and a lot of.
So what's your favorite again? What's it called?
Andalus. Yeah. Spanish. Why?
Hopefully you eat for free. You've dropped them a few times.
No, I've already paid.
Have you? Have you paid in advance?
Yeah, so it's pre-paid. Like, some of the places I've booked. Yeah, so because obviously you don't want people booking and then them not showing up,
yeah,
right?
Of course. Good point. Is it set menu?
Yeah, I think it's just like they have this option called a feed me.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you just pay a set amount and they just bring, and I eat anything. So they just like bring out all these different tapas and you just eat. And eat.
You might just toss something out there. If you are going to go to a cafe this morning or something like that, if you're going there just for a coffee, get it takeaway. Don't take a table up. Leave it for somebody who wants to actually get a meal.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mate, I've been waiting.
Mate, it's Freedom Day. You've just announced Freedom Day and you're kicking me out of my cafe.
No, I'm not kicking you out of your cafe, but would you really sit there and take up a table at the moment for $4 when somebody else could walk in there, sit at that same table and spend 30?
I'm just hanging out just to sit, and drink my iced long black. I'm not even kidding you.
I'll sit outside the restaurant with a takeaway.
You don't tell me what to do.
Freedom Day.
It's Freedom Day. I do what I want.
Okay. You've just announced your own Freedom Day, but we're not allowed to do anything.
No, well, that should be my freedom to be able to tell you guys to do something different as well. What about my freedoms?
Go home. Eat at home.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
With over 600,000 volunteers already helping make WA better than those snooty eastern states, why don't you consider lending a hand to your community? From Volunteering WA, please welcome Tina Williams.
Yeah, it's National Volunteer Week. Good morning, Tina.
Oh, good morning. What a fantastic welcome that was.
Now, for National Volunteer Week, what are we celebrating here?
Okay, well, National Volunteer Week is our annual awareness and celebration week for acknowledging the amazing contribution of all our volunteers in Australia. And it's really about recognising them for the amount they do. And, of course, that's more evident now than ever before. With the support that they've provided, you know, in the recent bushfires and now with the COVID-19 response. But also, you know, this year we're going to have to do it very differently.
I was going to say that, yeah, how differently we would have to do it. What's a way for us to show our appreciation?
Look, normally there'd be lots and lots of events happening all over Australia right now, thanking our volunteers, from barbecues to morning teas. You name it, all lots of get-togethers and celebrations. But, of course, this year we can't do that. So we have a virtual smorgasbord in WA of events and activities planned for the week. And I suppose the main thing that we want to do is a wave of appreciation for our volunteers. That consists of a social media campaign, which... we're asking people to show wave of appreciation, take a photo and post it onto social media. And we'll have lots of information on our website and our Facebook page around that and how people can do that. But, yeah, it is going to be a very different celebration this year.
Hey, Tina, can you remember the very first job you volunteered to do?
Yes.
Hello, Tina.
So I was a member of the World Wildlife Foundation. So, yes, that was probably the earliest things I can remember. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, what are some of the jobs that are going in Perth at the moment to volunteer for?
Well, in response to the COVID-19 crisis, we launched an emergency support website for people to put their hand up to volunteer for a lot of the roles that we needed at that time, which were things like doing welfare checks and food deliveries, just social support and checking up on people, that kind of thing. Now, we've had a great response to that site. We've got over 3,000 people now registered on that site to help different organisations in helping vulnerable people in our communities. But we've also got an awful lot of positions available too on our general website, which are related to COVID, or they could be now people lending a hand in the community. And there's thousands of positions available at any one time. People want to just log on there and have a look. And you can search by your area and the types of things that you're interested in as well. So it's a good system.
Unreal. Well, the website is volunteeringaustralia.org. And as you mentioned, Wave Your Appreciation for Volunteers is up and running. Make sure you get out there, draw a little smile on your palm and give us a wave and take the photos and upload to social media with NVW2020 hashtags and also the hashtag Wave for Volunteers. And make sure you tag Volunteering Australia in it as well so they can check them out. Tina Williams, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much and happy National Volunteer Week.
Save your tools and on Hit 92.9.
All right, guys.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, mate.
This?
You ready?
Yeah.
It's now time for Scar Wars!
One a week. I'll do it the next break.
One a week? We only do it once a week.
No. So I do it after the songs, when we've got the callers, because we do the same thing again.
Yeah.
So that's when I pile
I prefer you do it in this break, to be honest.
Bugger.
Yeah, need you.
Sorry, mate.
All right. Now, if you've never played Scar Wars before.
I've really let you down.
I'm just sitting here watching the magic happen between you two.
And last week, this segment hummed, though.
Yeah, it did.
We had the guy who got burnt with the fuel.
The fuel canister exploded.
Yeah.
Incredible
story. So the way this game works, like if you've got a scar, you can give us a call on 131060. And pretty much what you need to do is explain to us how you got the scar.
Yep.
Right, in detail. We want to know, you know, whether you went to hospital, whether you got stitches.
Which limb
whether
fell
you
off.
Lost, well, no, they can't because we've got to determine that.
Oh, yeah, they
because
can't.
It's up to us to determine where it is on your body specifically, right?
Yep.
And then we put a little point system up. You don't actually win anything. No, you get a tea towel.
And you go in the draw.
Oh, for the mystery prize at the end of the year.
Oh,
my
God.
Mystery
this is
prize
a belter.
At the end of the year. So if you've got a scar, play with us. Give us a call on 131060.
I'm looking for limbs.
Oh, yeah?
I'm looking for things that have fallen off.
Yeah, anything. You still want something falling off, don't
you?
Yeah,
still want something missing.
I want a really, like, dramatic story. I like a good, like, the story, you know rather than what's happened at the end.
Talking about limbs missing, we had a kid, a family friend, who was born with six toes.
Yeah.
And then they just lobbed one off at birth. That'd be a good one to have. Like, that's missing.
Yeah,
that's something that's come off that I'd be interested in. You know what I mean? I need that missing part.
Yeah.
Just curious. What did they do with the extra one that they lobbed off?
I don't know. I think just binned it.
Did they?
You'd keep that
would
for sure.
Maybe, I don't know, yeah.
I'd keep it.
We had six toes and they just took the end off. Took the side off.
Which one?
I think the pinky.
Like
the there was a little floppy thing in the end.
Oh, yeah.
I think send it to Canada. There's a pub in Canada where you can go and get a toe drink and they actually have a fermented toe.
Yeah. In every drink. And they name them after like toes. Yeah. Like
an actual toe.
No, I'm not all about that. I just wanted people to call up and tell me they've lost a toe. I don't need a drink.
In 1060, Scar Wars time. You got a scar? Call us.
I think they call them margaritos.
Not bad.
Yeah.
You left a bit toey after that, didn't you?
Margaritos.
On Hit 92.9.
You guys ready for this? You ready?
Scar Wars! He's ready to go.
You can't just dive in. You got to wait. You got to build up to it.
You two just keep wanting more and more out of me.
Yeah. Ready? It's now time for...
You were going to leave me on the ledge. You were going to leave me on the ledge. And now you've lost your opportunity for me to join in. Let's
go.
Come
on. No. It's now time for...
Scar Wars! There you go. We can all be friends.
Okay, so if you haven't heard us play this game before, the way it works is if you've got a scar, you give us a call on 131060 and you describe to us in detail how you got the scar, and it's
as
up to us.
As gruesome as you can get.
Yeah, it's up to us to buzz in and identify where it is specifically on the body, okay?
Yes.
So you can't just say right leg. You've got to say, you know.
What happens if he's had his right leg cut off?
Ooh.
Well, yeah, okay.
Good
well,
point.
I'd like you to be a bit more, you know.
If it's not missing limbs.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to know if it's a missing limb, right?
Okay.
Hello, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate.
Fantastic. So,
hey, Scott, just quickly, can you clap for me, please?
I can.
He's got two arms.
But you can't cheat like that, okay? You got to let him tell his story. Now, Scott, tell us, how'd you get your scar?
Okay, so I was working and doing industrial cleaning, and we're cleaning at the top of a tank, and we use like tank heads and things like that. So like a lot of high pressure water. We're talking like 360 litres of water for a 4 mil pinhole, like in 1 minute.
Jeez. It's going in there.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty intense stuff. So this twin plank, or it was actually an RD300, came flying out of a tank straight at me.
Oh, it hit you.
Oh, it hit me.
Okay. Ooh, it hit him. Hard.
Hit me good.
Did you have to go to, did an ambulance have to be called?
Yeah, we had the ambulance from the mine site. They took me to Rockingham Hospital.
Yeah, right.
How much blood are we talking? Are we talking blood everywhere?
Oh, we're talking like a fair bit of blood everywhere. Absolutely.
Scott, did it go all the way through you, or did they have to pull it out of you?
Well, no, it's just all the water cut me. It actually cut and burnt.
Oh, okay. And burn with the water.
Were they worried about, was there a chance you were going to die?
Absolutely. Infection's huge with water.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, like water in your system is not real good, like when you punch it in there.
How many stitches did you get? Did you have surgery, actually?
Well, I did have surgery 3 days after the fact. I had to like let a lot of the water try and bleach out of my system.
What?
Man. So I ended up in one section was like pretty good. We had like 30 stitches.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then in the very close proximity, there was another 8. Yeah. And then I'll tell you one part of it. On my wrist, I had probably about 30 on my wrist as well.
Gee whiz.
Wow.
So that's about 68 at last count.
All right.
Jeez.
I'm going to have a bash.
So we're talking about the main bit.
I reckon it's come at you straight in the gut. If you're talking about things like it having to bleed out of you and, you know, them leaving you for a little bit. And I reckon straight in the gut, mate, to the right of the belly button.
Oh, mate, to the right sounded good, but definitely not the belly button.
Right.
Okay. Julianne? Right.
No, you go, Wex.
So, mate, I reckon you've cacked your dax and you've turned to protect yourself, and you've actually been shot in the right upper part of your back, like your shoulder blade area.
Oh, you still got the right hand side, so well, but yeah, definitely not the back. Definitely not the back.
So it was on the right hand side by the sense of things. Then.
What have we got? One more guess at this.
Yeah, one more, Scott, before you're in the draw for the mystery prize.
I was actually going to go the back. That was Geez, I'm just going to go, all right, bum cheek. I'm just going to say that, yeah, you did the same thing that Zave said. You turned around and it's got you on your bum.
It blasted.
Total misfire. Well, when it's actually come out of the tank, the first thing you have to do is protect two things, mate. Your vital organs, your eyes, and your nuts.
Yeah.
100%. So this thing hit me straight in the wrist and had one last swoop as it was calming down in pressure. Ended up hitting me in the upper thigh, which I got 30 stitches all in the upper thigh.
Yeah.
And then 8 stitches in the family jewels, mate.
Oh, the
old beanbag copped it.
Oh, how good's that? How good's that?
How good is that?
Is it still worth?
I was lucky you didn't lose it.
Yeah, no, I didn't lose it. Hey, they're both there. And I've got a kid to prove they still work.
Wow, wait.
Scott, that's insane.
Did the stitches have to come out, or were they ones that sort of dissolved?
No, they had to come out. Everything has to come out at some point.
Yep.
Mad infection. That's what they were mainly worried about, was infection. So
yeah.
Scars heal, you know. Like I'm like a box of like Cadbury's sorts, mate. Like I got a scar for every occasion. So okay, you don't need any more. Just give me a ring and let me know.
Yeah, what's a scar?
Hey, Scotty,
we'll do this every Monday. Feel free to buzz on in.
Have you got any missing limbs?
No missing limbs.
We got a week to sort that out.
Top of a finger.
Don't give too much away.
We might call you again.
Thanks, Scotty.
Absolutely. Feel free.
All right, mate. See ya. Gee, what was that?
$1,000 coming my way.
Well, after seven.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, tough gig.
If you win WA, get away. Yeah.
No, thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
Good on you, buddy.
Scott. Good on you.
No, I was going to tell him he goes in the mystery prize at the end of the year.
And a tea towel.
Yeah.
You can use that as a tourniquet.
On Hit 92.9.
Hey, did you guys see that Justin Bieber wished that he didn't, have sex before marriage with his wife, Hailey Baldwin?
No, I didn't, but...
Is Hailey Baldwin into her religion and stuff, or is she...
I think she... No, I think they may...
Is
she
Bieber
may
into
been,
it?
She, well, he oh, is, he's definitely.
Hillsong? Hillsong, isn't
yeah,
he? He does
yeah.
all the
are they
Hillsong
both are?
Songs.
I think
yeah,
they both are.
Mm. They definitely are. What about you guys? Would have you rather save yourself for marriage?
I did.
Not by choice.
No.
You flog. No, I didn't. No.
You need that experience though, right? Like, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I guess.
But like, yeah, no, I don't wish that I had, because what was the point of 7 years of suspense about the world's greatest disappointment?
Do you, Jules?
No.
Huh.
No.
Cool.
I'm not married.
Fair enough.
Baldwin was raised as a
evangelical Christian and attends Hillsong Church, same church as Bieber attends. Yeah.
That Hillsong stuff, man, that's pretty...
I tell you what, it looks pretty fun though. If you had to go to church, you'd want to go to that one. I'd just go there for the song and dance.
Yeah.
The Hillsong stuff. I've just got my little radar up about the Hillsong stuff.
Why?
No.
It's a bit cultish.
No, explain what?
No, it's a bit cultish.
They all are, aren't they?
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
We're going to come back in 6 minutes, and we're going to get stuck into your chance to pick yourself up $1,000 worth of WA getaway and more.
Do we have Hillsong in Australia?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, we do.
And then I take everything
Bieber,
back.
That's why Bieber yeah. comes to Australia.
Sorry. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. Oh, it's going to be a belter after 7:30, guys. Tell you what.
What is it? What's happening after 7:30?
Earning my money this
morning. Well, set it up. What's happened? What happened Friday and what's happened for today?
I was forgotten on Friday.
So you cracked the sides. So
we're making up for it today.
You cracked it.
Cracked the sides.
I didn't crack it.
Now we're doing a Pete Power Hour.
Pete's Power Hour.
Yep. It's all Pete content.
Very excited.
Any community service now?
Any power line?
Yeah, this one. We want to get you guys away as the borders and regions start to open up again. Of course, phase two restrictions no longer apply as of today, which is really good. And you're probably thinking to yourself, all right, time to get in the car. Maybe we're going to head off somewhere. Mm. And our mates at Automasters are going to help you along with what we're doing right now, guys.
Yeah, got a massive prize to give away today. This getaway includes $700 accommodation voucher for Pullman Resort, Bunker Bay.
Oh, been there, done that. Delicious.
Not only that, you get $300 cash for fuel and spending money, but also, right, make sure that car is serviced, $250 for Automasters voucher so they can get your car checked over before you hit the road.
So you're telling me, Jules,
you got nothing to worry about.
Our mates at Automasters have put up $700 accommodation.
Yep.
$200 cash to, spend a bit of money down there.
Yep.
And if you're worried about your fuel, you've got your $100 in your kicker.
Correct.
To fill up.
And they'll service your car as well.
Mate. Oh, some might ask, how do we win this? And that's when I tell you the answer.
How do we win this?
Well, the phone number's 131060, so I should be saving your phone as it is, but I'll let you know it again, 131060. What's going to happen is, Pete, we're going to nominate two landmarks, locations, and as the bird flies, do you say bird or crow?
Crow.
So I say as the bird. So as the bird flies,
okay, thanks.
You need to tell us the exact distance
from location A to location B. Now, obviously, you're not going to hit it on the knocker. If you do, well, you're probably going to win.
Is but it going to be closest to?
Closest, nearest the pin. So there's two callers on the line. You'll have 5 seconds. So, Pete, you'll nominate a location. Two callers will then go, bang, this is the distance, because obviously we're talking about getaway. We're going to travel. So as the bird flies, nearest the pin wins that incredible prize.
Let's have a little example here, guys. Right. All right. So I've got a couple of locations.
Clear, that
was set up very clear.
It was.
Clear,
I would have liked if you said like a bird, like which bird it was, like crow, a pelican,
a
you know. Yeah.
A condor. A bin chicken. So
bush chook.
Now listen, you two are going to be my players.
Right.
Okay? Right? I've
good
got
morning,
a ticking clock
Pete.
Here.
Loving,
good
loving Pete's power hour. This is
thank
bloody
you.
Good radio.
We're not there yet, mate, but thanks. 5 second timer. I'm gonna nominate two WA locations.
Yeah.
And during that 5 second timer, you both have to yell out how far you think the distance is between the two of them as the crow flies.
In kilometers.
In kilometers.
Yep.
Closest to the pin wins. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Your locations are as the crow flies, the distance between Perth and Geraldton.
387.
373 kilometres.
Yes! Bang. Yeah.
Bang.
Woo!
Hey. What?
What's
up?
So what part of Perth?
Yeah, that's another thing as well,
Perth CBD.
No, you should have said the bell tower.
Yeah, you need a landmark.
Or you got to say Optus Stadium.
You need a landmark,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing this
it
out
threw
there.
Me off. My bearings were lost because I wasn't working off a landmark.
Yeah. So we decided to do that 2 seconds before diving into this break, right?
Right,
and the only thing that I could find was free map tools, and it doesn't let you get a landmark.
Right. Okay. But you can see where I fell down, though.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Oh, may I stop making an excuse.
Congratulations,
for being a loser.
Jules. You've scored yourself all this awesome prize stuff.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. So, $700 accommodation,
yep.
$200 spending money,
$100
fuel, but get your
car service.
Mm. All right. For great service guarantee, call 1300 Automasters. We're going to have two much more appropriate landmarks to go between.
Okay.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Hell of an hour for you coming up after 7:30.
Oh, isn't that going to be Pep's Power Hour?
Pep's Power Hour.
Mm.
Why, Zave? Because he had
a tantrum on Friday. An actual, a full-on tanny.
I didn't have a tanny.
Oh. Wait, does that mean you're doing Happy as Jerry?
Yeah. It's going to be put a peppy in your steppy.
You're kidding.
Yeah, mate. No, you've been sacked from that too.
You've been sacked for the next hour. But first, we've got to do this.
Xavier, Jules and Pete's WA Getaway. Thanks to Automasters.
For great service guaranteed, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Let's get them off and away, guys. Very excited about this. It's a lot of prizing to
Can
get people out of their house.
Especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
$700 accommodation voucher for the Pullman Resort, but in Bunker Bay. Oh, were you? Get onto it then.
Don't
$200 spending money, $100 fuel money, and $250 to spend at Automasters for a voucher to get your car checked over before you hit the road.
Bruh.
It's pretty simple, isn't it, Pep?
It's very, very simple. Let's go to our calls. We've got Mike in Melville. Hello.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
Very well, thank you, mate. And Candice in Piara Waters. Good morning, Candice.
Good morning.
Woo! Oh. They're ready to go this morning.
Do you guys understand what we're doing, or do you need me to go through it once more just to really fine tune it? You get that?
I know what to do. I'm ready to go.
No, all good. All good.
Well, for people who are listening who might not know, can you please go through it?
Just tuned in. Go.
Yeah. Did you like my fine tune in terms of car servicing?
Oh, good.
Hey! Now, obviously, Pete.
You had to say it twice.
Because it's Pete's Power Hour. Pete will nominate two lands destinations, and as the bird flies, you'll have 5 seconds to nominate how far you believe the distance between the two landmarks will be. Nearest the pin will take home that wonderful prize thanks to Automasters.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Are you ready?
Yep.
You'll have five seconds on the clock as well, guys. You've got to nominate that distance within 5 seconds.
And yell it out. Just yell it out,
right, here
and then
it
we'll
is.
Sort it out.
We need the distance in kilometres between the Perth Mint and Dog Rock in Albany.
400.
450.
Okay, stop it.
Mike said 400.
Mm-hmm.
Candy went for 450.
Yep.
Come on.
Mm. Where were the locations, Pete?
Perth Mint.
Yeah.
And Dog Rock in Albany.
Oh. I thought Rockingham.
You idiot.
At least you're going in the right direction.
Can I tell you
slow
just
play it.
How far it is in kilometres?
Yeah, you need a little bit of this.
From Perth Mint to the Dog Rock in Albany, it's 388 kilometres.
Mike, the magic
Mike. Congratulations.
Tell him what he's won.
Oh, you have won $700 accommodation voucher for the Pullman Resort in Bunker Bay, $300 cash and fuel, for fuel and spending money, and $250 to spend an AutoMaster voucher to get your car serviced.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, guys. That's fantastic.
We'll write that in an email to you, mate. Not scramble whatever Jules just said.
No, it says...
Good on you, Mike.
It was spelled incorrectly.
Good on you, Mike.
Done
see
with
you,
me. Don't.
We're doing
it's
this.
Monday.
We're
don't.
Doing this every single day
yes, how
this
good.
Week. It is so, so good.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.
What was that, sorry?
What was that?
Oh, for most importantly, Pete.
Pete.
Right. Listen. Pete.
This is
I actually thought it said Pete anyway. Pete.
Kind of does.
Now, usually at this time, I do my segment called Happy as Jerry, where I find a very happy story and share with everyone.
Why don't we let Pete set it up?
I'll say that. Okay, let's explain what happened last week. All right. We had Thursday.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up on the board.
Which, what does that mean?
Now.
It means my content's not good enough.
For listeners, yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday, it happened again.
Yeah, back to back.
Happened again. So I asked a question.
A few 6 o'clock appearances.
Because every morning, the three of us come in and we pitch to teach, you know, our stories, right? Yeah. We bring in a handful each. And Peps just didn't make it up for 2 days in a row.
We spoke to Mama Jules and we asked her opinion.
I have a lot of time on my hands because I don't make it up on the board anymore.
Mum, have you got any advice for Pete just to keep going? He's having a bit of a down patch at the moment.
Popping up your big sock.
I thought she was going to say, call you something else.
And then after Friday's show finished, I walked out and somebody had the bright idea to give me an hour of power to get all the stuff.
It was you.
I wanted to. I didn't. It wasn't me.
No. So after we walked out on Friday.
I appreciate you guys. You're so supportive.
It was, everyone was on eggshells, and you sucked.
I wouldn't say everybody was on eggshells.
Jules?
Yeah, I was on eggshells, didn't want to do anything
was it that
to
bad?
Upset you anymore. Yeah.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm just
you
honest
do.
With you guys.
No, yeah,
you
that's do. What it's about.
I went home, didn't think about it ever again, but you might have.
Yes, you
I
did.
About it since
you sent me a text message that
text
night
her.
To check up on me. You know who
her.
Didn't?
Jules.
Oh, shivers. Hmm. I'll tell you what, though.
What?
I did think about it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
thank
God. I did
this
think
to
myself,
counts.
Oh,
yeah.
I will send him a text message to see if he's okay. But at the same time, I'm the one who approached you after the show and asked you if everything was okay and how you're feeling.
Yeah, you appreciate
and
it.
And I'm also the one who supported you in saying that out of any of the three of us in the show, you do the most work every single day, regardless of whether you have content on the board or not.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
it. You do
that.
The most work.
Thank you very much.
Still didn't text you to check in. Yeah. That's okay.
Anyway, no, I appreciate that. And you've done something this morning which just blows my mind, right? It's so incredibly generous because it's your 7:30 every single morning, right? Happy as Jerry.
Yes.
Yeah. But you've handed that over to me to kick
it
things
off. It was taken,
off,
but I'm happy for it to go.
With Pete's Hour of Power, which starts now.
Oh.
So thank you so much.
Hey, automatically we've lost a sponsor.
Yeah, we have.
In the time of this, we need money coming into the business.
I've got to warm up. I've got to warm up and I've got to bring them in.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, who dropped off?
Who dropped off?
Oh, no, they'd only signed for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm really excited about something.
What's up?
Really excited about something.
Yeah.
Right. You guys heard of Tony Hawk?
Yes,
yeah,
skateboarder.
The skateboarder.
It used to be an unbelievable game on, what would have I played it on?
You would have played it on
Nintendo
PlayStation.
Yeah.
PlayStation. And funnily enough, do you remember this song from it? Superman? No?
That was when he was skating through the streets.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, the great news is, guys, this will put a peppy in your step.
Did he do a 900? Is that something?
He got a 900 and it happened.
Wait, what do you mean he got a 900?
He got a 900. He spun around. Like, he did 900 degrees on his skateboard.
2.5 times.
Yeah, first guy to ever do it. It's incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, doing what?
Doing skateboarding.
That seems easy.
Excuse me?
Jules, you couldn't jump around 2.5 times.
No, but I'm just saying for guys that are skateboarders, spinning around.
900 degrees? Yeah. That's
so like wall up like, in the air. Yeah,
so that's two and a half complete
that's
revolution.
That's why I asked you. What was he doing at the time?
Yeah,
was
no,
he
was up in the air.
Okay, that makes sense. How high?
He well, very high. Yeah, high enough to do that.
Now I'm impressed.
I've just tangled myself up doing a 900.
Well, that actually happened just days out before PlayStation was about to release the original Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah, okay.
Because he was like, can we get it into the game?
Yeah.
Anyway, the good news is game's getting a remaster. Yes, 1 and 2 are coming back out. So all your childhood memories are coming back.
What, is that it?
That's it.
That's good. And I'm not a child anymore. So
good for you. He made a lot of money off
that
game.
He did. Is he still skating professionally?
Oh. He's still not professionally.
Well,
he does other
for
things
him.
Now. No.
And now he's going to make some more money. No,
that's a good one.
It.
I liked it, Pep.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Did you?
Yeah. No, Tony Hawk skateboarding. Yeah, text in 0488 55929. People played that.
I've even got a bit of audio here for you. A bit of audio history. Have a listen to this.
How much you make off that Tony Hawk game? How much they pay you, huh?
When the fourth game was released, my main contact at Activision asked to have lunch with me in LA when I was there one day. And he's like, we're releasing the fourth game. The last three are still in the top 10 of sales. One is going into a classics mode, which means they sell at a certain price, but way more volume. He's like, so things are way bigger than you ever thought. And he handed me a check for $4 million.
Oh,
He made
$4 million worth of royalties off those games.
$4 million
worth of royalties back in like the back in the 90s.
Mate, I heard that George Foreman made something like $40 million a year. Naming the grill. So someone someone else ran it.
Yeah,
just call it the George Foreman. It was $40 million a year or something.
Okay, well, great. Oh. Anyway,
mate, it was a great segment.
Jeez, you really
start. I'm happy.
Anyway, he went and put that money, and that's what kick-started the Tony Hawk Foundation.
Yeah.
Right? Which develops skate parks around the world for underprivileged kids, including some here in Perth.
There you go. That's the point. There's the pep.
No, but when I said, was that it? You said yes, and now you've brought
No, we got there.
Yeah, we got there. Yeah,
pep,
you did.
Great start. Thank you.
Jeez, you actually might steal my
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Good start.
Just get out now.
Back in 6.
What's next?
I don't know. We'll find out. Hit me or not.
On Hit 92.9.
Please explain.
Cornhole. I need to know what it is because Zabe's going down one end. I'm up the other end. What is cornhole?
Keep talking about ends. Cornhole. Mm. Now, I'm really excited to talk about this because I thought I was good at a couple of things. And then over the last sort of 6 to 8 months, it's become apparent to me working with you two that I'm not as good at those things as what I thought I was.
Jeez, you're really coming down hard on yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
life's a bit rough.
See, the best.
Give us some examples.
I think what's happened is this whole COVID coronavirus, a lot of time on your hands, sitting around at home, starting to reevaluate your life.
Oh,
think yourself, what is it that you've actually achieved?
No, you're absolutely right. I've been doing the same thing as well, too. Yeah.
Gee, if I look too deep, I realize I'm in all sorts of trouble.
Really?
I'm proud. I get proud. I focus on the good things and write them down. Yeah. And focus on the things that I've accomplished in life.
What have you accomplished in life?
I'm here, aren't I?
What?
That ain't proof enough. I did realise I wagged a lot at school, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. With the diary thing that you did a little while ago.
Yeah.
That was
good
content.
I'm actually shocked that I'm doing something that involves me speaking.
Mm.
So am I.
Like for yourself or for me?
So last week I said, I presented, when we were at the pre-show meeting, I presented this thing that I came across called cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm really excited to talk about this. No, you get the chance to, but this morning I get the chance to because it's power hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned to you guys a couple of things that I thought I was good at. One of those was video games and I found out you're better than me at that.
That's
when we were on our Japan trip.
You clean sweeped me.
I didn't mean to win. I honestly didn't. Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
I think I knocked you off at Mario Kart in here too one day.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember that happening. I don't remember that.
Remember we had the Mario Kart in here?
I don't remember that happening.
Oh, yeah. I remember
over
it was
there.
Set up
on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
On the old TV.
Old analog TV,
yeah. I don't remember that happening. Yeah. I don't remember that happening.
I believe it.
You did knock me off when we went for our drive, our road trip, the premiership, we had running race.
You also said before the race that you were fast.
Yeah, I almost had you.
I felt sorry for you when I opened up.
At least you didn't trip at the start.
You came, Cropper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You were fast, Pete.
Thanks.
I reckon I'm fast enough. Now. I reckon I'm fast enough.
Nah, mate, I wouldn't.
No, you'd be fast now.
If I didn't have this chest pain, we'd go again.
Cornhole is like lawn bowls, except you have a hole on a wooden plank at a roughly 30-degree angle.
And
it's about 10, 15 metres away from you.
Yeah.
And you throw little bean bags, 16-ounce bags filled with corn kernels.
Yeah. I didn't know that was called cornhole.
That's called cornhole.
Yes.
And this
I didn't know that either, but yes.
And I always thought that this was just a little backyard game that people used to play.
Yeah.
But there are world championships that people really get into for cornhole, and they get excited.
And welcome to Harrah's Cherokee Casino Resort. We are here for the final day of the American Cornhole League's Championships of Bags. This is the hottest cornhole action you will find anywhere going right now.
Hottest cornhole action?
Hottest cornhole action.
So, have you played cornhole?
I've thrown bean bags at a hole before.
Okay. Yeah, so you didn't...
Have you played cornhole before?
I haven't played cornhole, right? But
are you saying that this is something you'd be good at?
I reckon I'd be good at this.
And you know, straight away you say, well, let's have a game.
No, I reckon I'd have you.
Because we reckon I'd
have
you.
So I'd like to set something like this up and I'd like to have a bash.
Do it. Because I'm very confident.
Where do you
confident.
Get the corn bags from?
It's a good question.
No, you just go buy a set. It would cost you $20.
Really? Do you reckon?
Yeah.
There is a Cornhole League of Australia Facebook page and association that's in Brisbane.
Jump on there and ask where you get your gear from.
I've reached out to them. I actually reached out to them last week to see if I could catch up with them for an interview.
Yeah.
And they said, really? they're keen. Yeah.
What for?
Why do you want an interview?
Just chat about cornhole.
I'm where? On here?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Why? This is why your content doesn't get up on the board.
I wouldn't.
Hey, be supportive.
Yeah, no, I am.
I'm sorry.
But I draw a line
I've got an idea.
What?
Reach out, see if they'll send us over a pack. We'll have a game out in the park behind the station here.
Okay.
And we'll beat you again.
And we'll knock you over again.
You think you're going to be good at.
I'll do that.
Cornhole.
It's a meter away from eight.
On Hit 92.9. How's it going?
I don't know. I feel comfortable. I feel confident. I think it's going well.
Okay.
I'm enjoying
it. You're loving all the focuses on
the attention?
You.
Yeah, I am. Hey, yes. I'm having a lot of fun.
We just need to give you more attention.
Thanks, Julesy. It's kind of weird, like, when you anchor a show, you know, it's all about the people around you. So, like, resetting... the fact that I sooked on the weekend, and that's why I'm getting an hour of power today. It's kind of unusual, but I'm getting my head around it.
Hey, just so I can give Pete some live feedback on how we believe he's going out there, can we get some texts in?
Yes,
0488 55 929. That's 0488 55 929. I'd love to get some feedback for Pete.
Appreciate it.
He's cracked the sads and now he's sort of running the radio station.
Now, what are we talking about at the moment?
Let's see. I'm just looking back over the last sort of hour and I've done a creative happy spot at 7:30. That's cool. I've done a rave, what we call a rave piece. So we just talk about something.
Cornhole.
Cornhole, which was great. I felt that was really good. And then I haven't done a phoner yet, so I'm going to do a phoner.
And what's that?
He's air checking himself during the show.
What's a phoner?
It's all about balance.
Hey, just
it's
see about what balance. Tim's a got, Tim the boss has got to say after
it's a phone topic. Okay. So 13:10:60, did you catch a thief? Did you guys catch
a thief?
Did I? No, I didn't. But I was watching Nine News last night with our mate TiVo.
Oh.
And I saw this story pop up.
A thief on the run has taken police on a round of hide and seek, but he should have found a better spot to settle in, this UK apartment. The burglar smiled when he realised it was game over after a month evading officers. He's been jailed for 30 months for breaking into a shop using an angle grinder.
Found in the closet.
Months. Firstly, how good does TiVo look in mustard, right? So I was like, girl, I'm going to get one of those jackets.
Yeah, it looks great.
Where's Tomo?
Well, it's the weekend. Tomo's Monday to Friday. Okay. Yeah, all right, go on.
Anyway, that thief, though, like there is actual video footage of him smiling.
Yeah.
When the police busted him in the cupboard.
He's like, oh, you got me.
Literally, that's what it was. You know who's got a really good story about this?
Who?
Our audio producer.
Widow. Oh, Witters.
Honestly, he has an unbelievable story. It's one of the things that you kind of wish that you would do.
Get him in.
Come on, Widow.
Here he is.
Come here and tell your story.
Widows is in the house. On the mic, mate.
For those that listen to us a lot, you were here a lot in a lot of our openers and a lot of our things before, like, info
our bells
before
and whistles.
The guests. This is the guy that puts it all together.
Hey, Widows.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Now tell us about this. Tell us about these thieves, like you catching a thief.
So it was when I lived in a share house a couple of years ago. I came home one time and there were these two people walking out the back of our house.
Yeah.
And at first, I actually thought they were just like mates of my of one of the other people that lived in the house. Like, I said hello to them. Such an idiot. Like I said hi. They said hello back. And then I realized that they were actually like carrying all of my stuff, like my laptops and my DJ gear and all this stuff. And I remember I went like, it clicked. I went, oh, hell no. And I dived at them. I grabbed one of them and like tackled them to the ground. And then I sat on them until the police came.
How big were they?
Yeah, I was like, were they kids?
No. It was, so it was a guy and it was a lady. And I did manage to grab the lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a big lady though.
Yeah.
She caught the whopper.
I see it.
Yes.
Yeah. Was she trying to like break away from you?
Oh yeah. So she tried to like grab my nuts and squeeze them. Hey,
it's quarter past eight, mate.
He's warming up. Let him wind up.
Kids are definitely going back to school today. It's compulsory.
Let's wind up. So she's going to grab you. Where's the boyfriend?
He just legged it.
What a
he
dog.
Left her.
Yeah. And so, like, I sort of then had like to pin her down with her arms, and she was like, "Get off me! Like you're hurting me."
Twist
yeah.
harder.
Yeah. And I lectured her, like, because I didn't want to actually like hurt her, because like all of the stories like people getting sued for for like being injured and breaking.
I think so, that happens over in the States. But...
Yeah. So I just held them down. I gave her a lecture. I was like, "Well, you lost the right to be comfortable when you tried to grab my gun." And yeah, just like I work hard for my stuff. Like you don't get to take my stuff;
true.
It's mine.
Yes, and then invasion of privacy.
And then yeah,
you lost the right to be comfortable.
And yeah, like a million cops rocked up. Like, yeah, and then like
how did you ring the cops as well as holding her down?
Yeah, so I was like, sort of, like holding her down. Like I got my phone out, and I was worried that like just of calling the police wouldn't seem like urgent enough. So I was really I was playing it up like help. Like I'm fighting with them right now. Like since I'm fighting with them, and then like so many police rocked up. I've never seen that many cops in one place.
Wow.
Like,
wow. So did the guy get away with any of your gear?
No. So they managed to drop everything, which was great.
Oh, nice.
And,
and then like they finger dusted all of my stuff, and like it turns out that finger dusting stuff doesn't come off easily. Like all of my stuff was just covered.
Still got dust on it.
Yeah.
Did you have to go to court or anything like that?
Well, I've learned about the court date like a couple of days after the date had actually been, and so I didn't get to go and give my little witness statement.
What
and
was
stuff
the result
like
of the hearing?
They got I don't know. They got let locked off. Up for something, and then literally like. Yeah, I moved out of that house about a month later, and then a month after that, they came back and robbed the joint again.
No!
I wish
I had lectured them harder. They didn't learn their lesson.
So 13, 10, 60. Where'd you catch a thief?
Good one, Widders.
It's one of the greats, mate.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gee whiz. Where did you catch a thief?
I tackled the girl, but she was a big girl.
Oh, God. Save your
tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Feedback on the text line 0488 55 929. Samantha says, go Pete, loving the hour.
Hey,
George says,
excellent.
Hey, Pete, you've got what you want and you're doing a good job.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
And Roger says, you're a sook.
You know what? I'll take 2 out of 3. I'll take 2 out of 3. That ain't bad.
Text line's always open. 0488 55 929.
13, 10, 60 now, though. How did you catch a thief? This was off the back of, well, a couple of things. I mean, great story from Witters, our audio guy on the Pots and Pans. Nailed that. Talked about how he caught a couple of people in one of his houses when he was growing up, he was at a share house.
All I knew about that story is that he had grabbed someone and he had sat on them to hold them down till the police came.
You've lost the right for comfort.
Seriously, everything that came with it.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
The description of the woman that was involved.
She's a big girl.
Big girl.
Yeah, there was a guy and a girl.
Where she grabbed
the girl,
him.
Tackled the girl.
And tackled her.
And went after the girl, but she was a big girl.
Big girl.
It was also this from last night on 9 News.
A thief on the run has taken police on a round of hide and seek, but he should have found a better spot to settle in, this UK apartment. The burglar smiled when he realised it was game over after a month evading officers. He's been jailed for 30 months for breaking into a shop using an angle grinder.
You got
me,
guys. John in Bullsbrook. G'day, mate.
G'day. Doing a great job, Pete. Love it.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, good on you, John.
Good on you, mate.
What happened, John?
Yeah, my story, this guy broke into my house. I was asleep in my undies.
Yeah.
And
Kelvin's or Bond's?
I was a security guard, and I had my mag light, and I gave him a quick one over the back of the head and told him to sit there while my mates from the police station came and got him.
Gee whiz.
The old mag light.
The mag light.
Did he make it into your house?
Oh, he got to my bedroom.
Yeah.
And did he get any stitches?
That was the end of him. He woke me up and I smashed him.
What was that?
The end of the old mag light.
What was he trying to get?
What?
Do you know what he was trying to get?
Oh, you know, normal shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah. The normal stuff.
Yeah. We don't condone violence, by the way.
Sometimes you got, mate, someone's in
but
your
if
house.
But someone's in
I'm
your
throwing.
House.
I'm throwing hands.
Tell you what. Pick up that mag light. I've got a mag light.
Have you?
Yeah.
What do you need mag light for?
Well, the whole family, like, growing up with them. Everybody in our family's got mag lights.
Knives and mag
lights. Knives as well, too. We don't condone any violence on this.
You got guns, knives, and mag lights. You're a criminal.
Anyway.
You'll have cops knocking on your door.
No, everything's registered. Hello, Ali.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. What happened?
So I caught a teenager stealing from a phone shop inside a shopping centre. So there's about five or six of them. So I just grabbed the smallest one. I thought once I got one of yours, I got all of yours.
Yeah.
And did you have all of them by grabbing one of them? Did it work?
Well, what happened is I actually grabbed him and I couldn't really hold on. I was struggling to hold on to him and some other guy come on and grabbed him in a headlock. So we had to, I had to go sit in the security room with them until the cops came. And then I actually got summons to testify in court as well. But I said to him, those guys aren't your mates. I said, where are they? I said, they're not sitting here with you.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, one of them did come back.
Yeah, young, Ellie.
One of them did come back. Probably about 13, 14.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
mate.
Yeah.
These kids.
Yeah.
You wouldn't come back, though. Like,
No.
No,
if any of my mates, we were out there doing that, I'd let them go. They got
caught.
Hey, Ali, if you're sitting in there, you said you're sitting in there in a security room. Do you talk about anything?
Yeah.
Do you talk about anything with him?
Yeah, I did. I said to him, look, it starts off with small things. And I said, you're headed in the wrong direction. I said, you know, it starts off with, you know, phone cases and whatnot. I said, before you know it, you're stealing from people's houses and whatnot. I said, you're going to end up in the wrong
place. Ali, you're going to change this guy, little boy's life.
100%. He'll be Supreme Court Justice one day.
Well, I'd love to know where is he. Where are they now?
That's a great idea.
Is he a method or is he a lawyer?
It's a good point. It's fair. Hey, Ben.
Thanks, Pete.
Ben.
Hello.
Hey, Ben. What happened?
I woke up at about 4 a.m. To like a large bang out the front of my house. And my girlfriend goes, I think that sounded like it was out the front near your work. So I walked, I put my dressing gown on, walked outside, and someone had winched my Land Cruiser onto a car trailer.
No way!
Yeah, so there was there was three of them, and it startled me because I didn't really know what was going on, so I just yelled "Oi!" It was raining as well, and then the guy that was driving, he was sitting in the driver's seat. He took off, and there was a bloke at the back trying to put the ramp up. He dropped the ramp and jumped on the trailer, and the other guy was holding onto the door, getting dragged down the road.
Jeez.
And so I started sprinting after him, and then my dressing gown's flung open. Starkers underneath.
Beautiful.
Chasing him down. I woke up the next morning, he had bruises on my inner thighs.
No!
He's super alive.
Tiger Jones and Pete. On Hit 92.9. We're not going to see a drop of rain until the weekend, so lovely, lovely guys.
Bit of rain coming, though.
On Sunday.
Maybe a bit earlier.
No, it won't be earlier.
Okay. Jules.
Oh, gosh. If you two go on about
I've got
the
nothing else
anymore,
to do this morning.
No, I know.
I've got nothing. I need a bit of banter. Oh,
well, this one is definitely not for you two because you guys are married, so you're not dating at the moment. But, I mean, you guys are back in the dating game. Did you have any of those dating, like, terminologies? Like, you know, like you've heard of ghosting and stuff like that. Were you guys dating then or nah?
Yeah, I know what a ghosting is, but I've never used them. I don't think.
No,
What are some other terms?
Well, here's the thing, and this is what I want to get to. Okay. There's new words out now. So there's update.
I've never,
you know, from there's like ghosting. Cuffing.
I never used the term ghosting, as in I ghosted someone. I used the term I had been ghosted.
Yeah,
that happened a few times.
Are you going to ask us?
Oh, there's new ones now.
Are you going to ask us?
No. Oh,
and
do you want to?
We can guess.
Okay.
Well, see how out of touch we are.
Okay. All All right. So I'm going to give you three, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to turn this into a bit of a segment. I'm going to try and teach you and some people out there what these terminologies
are. You're so right? Lit.
All right. Oh, calm down. Slow fade. Slow fade.
Yes. Obvious. You've come in. The relationship was hot and spicy early.
Yeah.
But now you're not overly keen. You're starting to fade them out of your life. So sort of phase them out.
Close.
I reckon you're really interested and they have a great haircut.
Okay, so slow fade is the new ghosting. So rather than guys just or girls just completely not returning your text or phone calls, they're just doing it less frequently. So
I've got a mate going through this situation as we speak. He'd been left on scene a couple of times.
Oh, gosh. Okay, this one. Kitten fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Kitten fishing.
Kitten
now,
fishing.
You may have heard of catfishing. Do you know what catfishing is?
Yeah, it's when you pretend to be someone else. So when you pretend to be someone else, you create a persona that you are not, and then you jump online and...
Okay, correct. So that's what you think.
Yep, so what do you reckon kitten fishing is?
Do you want my answer?
Yeah, go.
I think that... So kittens are babies.
Mm.
You're telling little mistruths whilst you're sort of fishing to hook up with someone.
Mm, no.
Okay.
Kitten fishing.
Kitten. What's another word for kitten?
No idea.
All right. I think there's a baby cat. Let me explain to you. So obviously catfish, like Pep said, is catfishing is when you're pretending to be someone else. So kitten fishing is when you are like portraying an unrealistic side of you. Sorry,
But isn't that catfishing?
No.
No, but it is you, though.
So catfishing is me pretending to be you,
Yeah.
Kitten fishing is me posting putting a photo on a dating profile from 10 years ago when I had short blonde hair.
So what are they, social media?
Changed.
What are those social media people called?
Influencers.
Influencers.
Yeah. Right.
Like them.
So it's when, for example, okay, you know how we found that photo of you when you were blonde?
Yes.
And you had one side of your hair shaved?
Shaved, yeah.
Would it be like if you created a Tinder profile now and put that up?
Yeah, that's kitten fishing.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Do you do kitten fishing a little bit?
Hell yes.
So it's you, but it's not you.
Everyone does kitten fishing.
No, I kind of like go through a different, like there's photos on, you know, without makeup, there's photos on there that are full glammed up.
Real.
I just like to show. No,
the real
side. I don't want to shock them, you know.
Holy moly, you're not what I ordered.
I'd rather them be impressed when I rock up. Okay. Now, the next one I doubt you guys have heard of. It is called submarining.
Where you just go missing. You go underwater not underwater, but like, a submarine can just submerge.
Yeah,
then you're gone. Underwater. You disappear off the face of the earth.
Kind of, but it has something to... What?
Disappearing in a crowd?
No. Oh. No. So submarining has something to do with your ex or someone who you have been with, right?
Yeah.
And they've totally disappeared underwater. You haven't heard from them. So it's when they've been gone for a very long time
close.
As well. Yeah. So when they've been gone for, say, 6 months or whatever, and then all of a sudden...
They pop up.
They pop up
in your DM and they're like, hey, and you're like, oh.
You awake?
Well, yeah. And it's 3 a.m. Yeah, so it's a different version of, like, zombieing. So zombieing is when an ex just pops back up from the dead from after disappearing for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, as well as haunting. So
haunting
is when an ex will come at you and try and just test the water. So it's like, hey.
Test the water.
Yeah. So, an ex goes and then they come back and they will text you and they just want to see whether you're in a relationship, whether you're seeing someone.
Have one last roll at the stumps.
Yeah. Hey, how's the fam? You know? That kind of thing. Right. Anyway, you've learned some new words today.
It's been good.
I'm going to bring you some new ones.
I'm going to submarine out of this show soon, I think. About 6 to 8.
10 away from 9.
Then pop up.
On Hit 92.9.
Hola, people need to hear this.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but that was the last time we ever do Pep's Power Hour.
Oh, done. Had enough?
No, not me. That was the directive from outside.
And that was the text message that came in. I've just worked out what those words meant.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, you don't need to repeat them. We can move on.
What words are you talking
about? Actually, a nice text just came through.
Go.
What was that?
Hey, Jules, I don't think you're lonely. Just waiting for the right guy. You're smart. You're beautiful. and I think any guy would be lucky to have you.
Oh, that's...
Meow.
Come at me.
Oh, he's back.
Damn.
All right. Cat's back as well.
Speaking of meow.
Goodness me. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.